I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs Police continue its investigation into a shooting where a man opened fire into a group of people after a fight broke out at a residence in the 1100 block of West Princess Jean Drive on September the 10th, that according to police reports. After the fight broke out, a man went into the residence, retrieved a handgun, went back outside, and began shooting at those who were standing outside the home. Police are looking for that suspect. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Hobbs Police. The Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 27-year-old Alexis Monique Arellano of Roswell. She was last seen in Albuquerque about 7 days ago. Arellano is believed to be homeless and in danger if not located. Anyone with information on this missing endangered adult advisory is asked to call the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office. Repairs on the north side of the Green Street Bridge in Carlsbad is expected to begin on October 1st, and the project will take several months, that according to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. Concerns of the substructure on the Green Street Bridge prompted closure more than a month ago by New Mexico DOT. Former Otero County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump founder Corey Griffin, who was removed and barred from elected office for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th of last year, is attempting to appeal the ruling. He notified the New Mexico Supreme Court of his intent to appeal on Tuesday. The ruling against Griffin came from a Santa Fe-based district court judge who was the first to remove or ban an elected official from office in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol building that disrupted Congress as it was trying to certify President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. Griffin has invoked free speech guarantees in his defense and says his banishment from public office disenfranchises his political constituents in Otero County. A human skull that was found during an excavation by work crews in the village of Ruidoso on Labor Day was investigated by Ruidoso police and then turned over to a team of anthropologists who determined the skull was primitive in nature. But how primitive? Ruidoso Police Chief Lawrence Chavez tells us.
Bones appear to be from 800 to 1000 AD time frame, age range on those bones.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.